This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, all, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 62-year-old Christian Searcy of Kennewick, Washington. Now, authorities don't have a lot of details, but Christian spent the night in his truck in a Safeway parking lot. Nobody knows why. Maybe he was drunk. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was tired. Who the hell knows? But at apparently 8 a.m., he got behind the wheel, fired up the truck, and then crashed it into the front of the store. Now, luckily, no one was hurt, and the Safeway only suffered minor damage. Basically, he had a pillar out front where he put the shopping carts back. Now, naturally, the police were called, and they apprehended Christian without incident. And he's facing charges of suspicion of driving with a suspended license. Now, as for why his license was suspended, authorities assume it's for the exact same reason that he drove his big-ass suburban SUV into a Safeway. Christian is blind. I don't know how he has the truck.
How did it get there?
I don't know why he has a truck. I don't know how he got into the parking lot, but he's blind. So they don't think he had any malicious intent. He simply didn't see it in front of him. So there you go. That is I'm going to guess that's also why his license was suspended, because he can't physically see, you see.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Right into the Safeway.
So we pour this. If you're the cop showing up there, you have to be like, are you kidding me?
Why is this? He's blind.
Like, why are you behind
the
wheel?
He's on a suspended license. That's one thing. You just assume that the reason is not because you're blind.
But I'm going to guess it is in this case. But I don't know that for a fact. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The men's room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throwhill, could you please serve everyone? Now, Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Joey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Joey, you understand how this year's game is played?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Then you know you have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
I'm going to go interior decorating.
Let's.
All right. Here is your story. We go over to Scotland for this one, where two Scottish women find themselves on trial. Colette Kerr, who's 50 years old, and Claire Buchan, who's 37, they're accused of attacking a man in his home back in June of 2019. Now, prosecutors claim that Kerr Ambukend assaulted the man by seizing him by the clothing, pulling him to the floor, and then pulling down his underwear. The women are alleged to have exposed the man's buttocks and then sexually penetrating him by repeatedly inserting something into his anus. Kerr is also accused of stealing his wallet, mobile phone, and bank card from the man's home. The pair's lawyers, they lodge not guilty pleas on their behalf, but the question here is, what did they repeatedly insert into his anus? Was it a bottle, batteries, an umbrella, or a broom handle?
Oh, that's a tough one.
It really is, man. It really, really is.
Bottle, batteries,
umbrella, or broom handle?
Okay. Well, I heard you guys yesterday, and bottle was on that list, so I'm going to go broom handle today.
You're going to go broom handle?
Yeah.
See, to me, that would be something if you really didn't like someone.
Well, they're using hazing quite a bit.
Exactly. So I think like that makes broom handle. It is Scotland. Well, I mean, it is Scotland though, and it rains there quite a bit.
Oh, I should have called it a bumper shoot.
Why?
So
yeah, there's no good answer here.
Joey, you're going to stick with broom handle. I'm going to go umbrella. Just based on in Scotland, right?
Well, I'm going to go bumper shoot then.
It rains all the time.
Yes.
Okay. All right, you going to stick with that with the final answer?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to find out what these two ladies did to this guy. Was it with a bottle, batteries, umbrella, or a broom handle next?
That was a tease. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories interior decorating on profile. This week in Scotland, where two women find themselves on trial after assaulting a man in his home. They did steal his wallet and keys and everything else. They also penetrated him on the backside. Question is, what did they use? A bottle, batteries, umbrella, or a broom handle?
And that is the lovely question that we posed to you, Joey. Let's start with Miles Montgomery. You went with the umbrella
Scotland.
Slash the bumper shoot. No, there was no bumper shoot in his shoot. And Joey, you went with the broom handle. Tried and true method, apparently, at Ohio State, frats everywhere. But no, not a broom handle either. In this case, batteries.
Batteries?
And I don't know. I'm just guessing D batteries. That's just me.
That'll energize you. Batteries.
A copper top, yeah.
Huh.
They didn't start that way.
Hopefully, they were dead batteries. Because I always have enough trouble finding, like, you know, new batteries.
Do you think they had the batteries on them, or, like, they rummaged through? Because they pull him down, they rip off his
batteries.
Clothes. Like, where's your junk drawer?
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Tan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Oh, look, it's Mike Hawk again.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, sir?
Doing good, guys. Doing good. Good news, I have another new show for you guys to check out.
Okay.
Got the bug a couple days ago to just jump on Netflix and see what was on there. Number one trending right now is a show called Sweet Tooth. Have you heard about this one?
I have not.
No.
So it is based off of a DC comic of the same name.
All right.
Which I had never heard of. There's like no superheroes involved, but here the basic premise is that much like what we got going on today, a massive virus has spread out over across the land, and this one's like 99% lethal. It's taken everybody down, right? There's a weird pinky wiggle that comes with it. There's like a little pinky tremor that comes with it, and then they get this just debilitating flu, and it takes them out completely. Simultaneously, along with this virus that has spread across the country, there is this wave of births being had where the babies are weird animal hybrids.
Okay.
There's dog children. There's pig children. There's bird children. And the one that is kind of the focal point of this show is a kid that is eventually named Gus, and he's a little deer kid. He's got the big antlers going on. He's got the deer ears going on. And this is kind of a post-apocalyptic situation. Somebody described it, mix Mad Max with Bambi is what you've got going on.
That's the mashup we've all been dreaming of.
But it's a fun show. It's obviously a drama. It's the comedy is seldom, because it's DC, it's a little bit on the darker side.
Right.
It's not dreary. It's not over-the-top dramatic. It's actually a good, fun show. The writing is really well done. I'm three episodes deep in it, and I'm excited to jump back in and go back at it. For whatever reason, the population is pissed at all these hybrid children. They believe that they somehow caused this virus that has killed everybody else.
Right.
And I don't know how everybody else is surviving this thing. You know, they're kind of eradicating anybody that they find to have come down with the thing.
So if your pinky wiggles, they're looking for your ass.
Yeah, they take you down, absolutely. Or if you're one of these hybrid kids that'll take you down. They're kind of foreshadowing that the hybrid kids are in a way the way to find the cure to make any kind of vaccination for it.
Right.
They're kind of foreshadowing that there's something really dark ends up happening to these kids. They get turned in by these weird bounty hunter groups, but it's this kid, and then he joins up with a football player, and I knew they were going to use him too. The very first episode, in the middle of a conversation, they had a football game going on in the back, and your eye was drawn toward it, and they were just showcasing this defensive tackle way too much. It was like, he's going to be a part of the show. Sure enough, he shows up. So it's a fun show. Again, it's called Sweet Tooth. It's number one trending on Netflix right now. Highly recommended. I'm
gonna check it out. Smoke a little weed, watch some hybrid kids.
You bet, man. It's fun. It's got Will Arnett. No, it is not Will Arnett. It's a who played MacGruber.
Forte.
Yes. Forte, yes. That's the one. So he shows up in the first episode. He's the kid's dad. So and he's completely distrusting of society. He goes into Yellowstone and creates a little, basically, encampment for he and his hybrid son that he knows people are going to be coming after this kid, and they kind of start a life. So this kid has no knowledge of what is in the outside world. So he is simultaneously learning about everything out there while also having to be careful about everything out there, because everybody wants his head, right? Also on Netflix, good news, everybody, Mike Myers is back. I know that you missed him. I know that you wanted him to come back, but he is.
You know what? I actually enjoy most of the stuff he's put out. I laugh at.
Absolutely. Production has already started on his new Netflix limited series, The Pentaverate.
The Pentaverate.
It'll be a 6-episode, half-hour comedy where Mike will play 7 different characters. That's not like him at all.
No, it isn't.
It's about a secret society of 5 men who have been working to influence world events for the greater good since the Black Plague of 1347. One unlikely Canadian journalist will try to uncover the truth and save the world. And the series is also going to include Ken Jeong, Keegan-Michael Key, Debbie Mazar, Jennifer Saunders. And then it says that you might also recall Mike referenced the Pentaverate in his 1993 film, So I Married an Axe Murderer, and here's a little clip.
Well, it's a well-known fact, Sonny Jim, that there's a secret society of the 5 wealthiest people in the world known as the Pentaverate, who run everything in the world, including the newspapers, and meet triannually at a secret country mansion in Colorado known as the Meadows.
So who's in this Pentaverate?
The Queen, the Vatican, the Gettys, the Rothschilds, and Colonel Sanders.
And Colonel Sanders. That was the Queen, the Vatican, the Gettys, the Rothschilds, and Colonel Sanders. So again, the Pentaverate will be coming soon here. Production is underway. More big news. This is kind of going to wrap up the saga that has been going on about that big thing that you guys have all been just heartbroken about, sitting on the edges of your seat with Chris Harrison and The Bachelor and The Bachelor Nation.
Oh, God.
It is official. Chris Harrison has announced that he is officially leaving The Bachelor franchise. It's done. This is completely related to everything that has gone on, all the drama. You know what?
Okay.
He had a 20-year run. He's done. The Hollywood Reporter said that he's getting a big payday for leaving. Warner Brothers and ABC said that in a joint statement, quote, "We're thankful for Chris, many contributions over the past 20 years, and wish him all the best on his new journey." And apparently, Page Six says that it was an ugly split with Chris, threatening to divulge the show's dirty secrets if he didn't get the major payout that he was looking for there.
Oh, so he played that card.
Okay. Yeah.
You pay me a lot of money, I'm going to talk crap on you.
That's right.
No, we're not going to pay you a lot of money. Go away.
So there's something to that there.
That's
so
called, blackmail.
What was it? Ted said that that David Spade was going to show up for like Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah, I think
they're doing a rotating cast, kind of like Jeopardy,
right?
Until they figure out who's going to
exactly. Well, especially when you have a host for 20 years, you can't exactly just throw somebody else in.
As we said, David Spade. You want to talk about a lifelong bachelor? If you're going to put somebody in there.
Yeah.
Let's play the.
And from what I understand, Bachelor in Paradise is kind of the way to do that, just because instead of having one person looking through a litany of all these different people, it's kind of, here's this group of people, here's this group of people, now y'all just go on and go to a resort and we'll just see who matches up with who.
Okay.
So it kind of works that it's kind of already chaotic, so having different people in there would be good.
Also saw it was the lowest rated premiere ever for that show.
Oh, for the new...
This time around.
Yeah, the Bachelorette one.
But again, we know that. We know why.
Exactly. We know exactly why.
There's more pieces of the pie to be split.
New from Disney+. This comes to us from Odyssey.com. On his official Instagram page, The Rock announced that he would be involved in a new Disney Parks series coming to Disney+ called Behind the Attraction.
Okay.
Have you guys heard of this one at all?
No.
Parks meaning like roller coasters?
Correct.
Or, okay, national parks.
So according to Digital Spy, the show will highlight a peek behind the curtain at the park's famous places and attractions. Johnson will executive produce the 10-part series. Disney fans will be able to see never-before-seen footage to see how some of its attractions were created, and that'll be available on Disney Plus next month, July 16th.
I cannot remember. I believe it was the Jurassic Park ride that I was on, or it was... something in Disneyland. Anyway, we're on it. You're kind of like in a Hummer, like a Humvee.
Yeah, you're in a little floaty boat.
Oh, yeah, the Jeep thing, sure.
And all of a sudden, it just breaks down in the middle of the
ride. What happened in the movie?
But it breaks down in the middle of the ride. And then we're just sitting there. And then all of a sudden, they're like, they try to get it going again a couple times. And then they tell everybody, okay, folks, the ride's broke. We're going to have to get you out of here. So, lights go on in there. And then they have, like, lines on the floor in case this happens. But when you see what you didn't see, you cannot believe where you are. It's like, if that was my...
So it's like a giant warehouse and then all the props.
It is. And you realize that you just came from like 6 feet away. It just zigzags back and forth. You didn't go...
Right.
You felt like you got whipped around all this stuff. Right. You're looking over there and you're like, all right, this is... It's amazing how they do it.
Just switch back after switch back.
It's amazing. I mean, like when you walk around, like, I cannot believe this is what's behind the curtain. It's there in front of you the whole time. You just can't see it.
See, for me, the one that kept breaking down when I was in Disneyland when I was a kid was the Haunted Mansion. For whatever reason, I could never just ride through that one. It always had to stop.
Because it's haunted.
Exactly. Well, maybe that is part of it.
Well, in the movie Jurassic Park, those same Jeeps, they do eventually stop.
Right.
Now, the difference is some of them are eaten by a T-Rex at that moment. Mm-hmm. At least you didn't have that experience. Exactly. But what's it like to look at all the just animatronic dinosaurs? Now the lights pop on. There's got to be just dinosaurs everywhere.
Like you said, you're in a warehouse.
Yeah.
Right. So, right behind it is just a warehouse wall. But you never see that warehouse wall.
Right.
You don't see any of that stuff. You just see what the focal point is.
Is that Jurassic Park or is that the Indiana Jones ride?
I think it's the Indiana Jones. Gotcha. One of the two rides. I can't remember what the hell it was. I was in line too long. Either way, and we weren't on it that long before we got kicked out. No, I can't smoke weed in there. They would frown on that, It was with the kids.
Right.
So I took an edible.
What ride are we on, Jurassic Park?
Come on now. That sucks. You go to an amusement park, you can't be high.
Oh, man.
That's called being a parent.
Another one from Odyssey.com. Conan O'Brien's popular late-night talk show, Conan, is ending its 11-season run on TBS and announced the list of guests for the final episode. The very last guest on the show. Do you guys know who it is?
I read it today, so
yeah, I do.
It is comedian Jack Black, which I think would be a good end.
I agree. He's putting a lot of his best guests on. So he's got Patton Oswalt, I believe, is the...
I heard that one,
is the first night. Martin Short, who's been a regular on his show for...
I don't always find Martin Short funny, but when he's with Conan, I find him funny.
So he's bringing in all his the steady and true regulars from the...
And Jay Leno.
From the years, yeah.
Fantastic.
I doubt that.
It does say that he will say farewell with an hour-long finale on June 24th. The final show will air on TBS at 10 p.m., an hour earlier than it usually does. Conan has recently shifted his focus on an upcoming series for HBO Max.
Oh, all right.
And has been also working on growing his production company and expanding his podcast career. The list of guests for his final 2 weeks episodes include, like I said, Martini Short, Martin Short, Bill Hader, Mila Kunis, Dana Carvey, J.B. Smoove, and Patton Oswalt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Miles, a lot of people are pointing out the Jurassic Park ride is at Universal, not
correct.
Disneyland.
Okay, so it was the Indiana Jones ride.
They're decently close enough. If you go to Disneyland, you go to
Disneyland. People care.
Yeah.
They do care.
They are passionate about this.
Yes, well,
I went to two different parks that day. I went to the one across the hall and the Disneyland.
You went to California Adventure.
So I couldn't remember where that was.
What is California Adventure? Is that more?
It's just more adult rides. Like, okay, you can ride a roller coaster. It's
they got the
nothing wrong with Disneyland. It's just that California Adventure has cars, which is one of those
in the movie ride things.
Yeah,
you go on about that.
Guardians of the Galaxy and Cars are both very cool there.
They are. I don't know if it's still there, but when I went, they actually had Radiator Springs inside of.
Oh, they actually created the town.
They created it. Like, you could walk around. You could go inside of Flo's Diner and grab yourself a bite to eat. You can go into the different stores that they had. They even had the little one light that's sitting there blinking. Yeah. They've got the doggone what do you call it? The mountain ranges at the back. That's all the back ends of Cadillacs out there. Like, the detail of this thing was amazing.
See, I hate that I know all of that. But I sat to that movie. When that movie, I don't know if it's when it came out. Whenever I could watch it, my kids adored that movie. And it was fine the first two times. But like most of the, I've seen it 1,000 times.
Where's the new Star Wars? Is it a California or is it a Disney?
I believe it's California.
I think it's California, yeah.
That fits more into that mold.
Okay, all right.
And I really want to go see that one.
Yeah, I do too. I'd go back down there just to check that out and geek the hell out.
Absolutely. some TV reminder for here today. The series premiere of Loki is on Disney Plus. I know you guys have been hearing about that one. It is finally out and away. Tom Hiddleston does reprise his role as Loki. As far as sports tonight, you've got the NBA playoffs game 2, the Suns versus the Nuggets. Suns are up by 1, and the NHL playoffs are currently underway. The Islanders are looking to clinch in game 6 against the Bruins, and if you're going to watch anything late night tonight, I'm going with Jimmy Kimmel. He's got Liam Neeson.
All right. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Two Florida men go on a Taco Tuesday run but have engine failure and crash their plane into a swamp. Meanwhile, a Florida couple decide a crawling tunnel on a playground with children is a good place to take a run. On to Mexico, where a woman beats crocodile that had a hold of her twin sister's leg. Woman lays on high-speed railroad tracks while on her phone, cheered on by her idiot boyfriend, Greg. And a man makes a final child support payment, all in pennies. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, we go to Florida for our top story, where the appetite of two men got them momentarily stranded in the Everglades. The pair were flying to Arcadia when they suffered engine failure and were forced to bring their plane down. Neither of the two suffered injuries during the landing, but what spurred the urge to fly to Arcadia? Tacos.
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 Tacos, huh?
You hear about those stories. Like, I've heard about, like, Harrison Ford, who flew someplace for lunch or to get a hamburger.
Right.
It's Harrison Ford. These are, like, two 21-year-old dudes.
Right.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And I really hope that they were going to somewhere that was worth flying. Or maybe it was just, you know what, let's just fly the plane out to Arcadia, go to the local Taco Bell, whatever.
You know, I'll be honest with you. If I could fly a plane, if I had my license, like, yeah, I know we're just going to Bellingham, but I'm going to go ahead and fly. We're just going there for McDonald's, but I'm flying.
You want an In-N-Out burger? Right. I'll get us an In-N-Out burger.
Let's head on out. In other news, Florida will never be outdone. A couple were arrested after they were spotted getting a little too intimate at the local park. We may have covered this a little bit earlier today. Officers arrived on the scene after getting reports of the two engaging in sexual activity to find the pair inside one of the play tubes on the children's playset, with the woman laying face up with her shorts around her ankles and her male companion yodeling.
Yes.
Oh, he was... You know, when the cops showed up, We cannot repeat his exact quote, but it was a big meme. But because the cop goes, "What are you guys doing?" She says, "We're making out." He basically lifted his head up, turned around, said, "I'm eating."
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm doing.
You know what I'm doing.
What kind of dumbass question is that? We need a little.
What do you think I'm doing, man?
Come on, now.
We need to put a yodeling button on one of your guys' deals.
Man, I have one somewhere, but it's too much of an explanation. I have no idea which button it is.
We'd be hunting through it to go find it. Intentional or not, someone is brightening the days of people in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Out of nowhere, business owners across the city started finding benches being placed outside of their buildings. The benches themselves look like something from a woodshop class, but each are done with a humorous one-liner such as, quote, "sit happens and the butt stops here." After a while, they've determined that they have no idea where the benches are coming from, but they're enjoying them anyway.
Yes, they are. You know what happened if they did that in Seattle? Free firewood.
Oh, no.
Trust me, they have to chain everything down.
That
wood
is a
here.
Fact.
Adirondack chair, you name it. It'll go into a pile and burn.
Mm-hmm.
And these things, like I said, they don't look like
they're not
anything official. Right. Mm-hmm. They look like three pieces of wood that people slap together in the middle of a
plaque. Sturdy enough.
But
they have some cool slogans on them.
Exactly, just to make people smile.
Like, "sit happens."
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, just little
puns. You got a big old butt.
One at a time, please. Twin sisters on vacation in Mexico got a bit of a scare. The pair were enjoying a swim in the local waters when suddenly one heard her sister screaming for help. She made her way over to find that she was being attacked by a crocodile. For going all common sense, the woman rushed the animal, punching it in the head repeatedly until it abandoned her sister. The two went to the hospital for their injuries. The one was treated for her hands, while the other was induced into a coma to prevent infection.
Wow. Do you know why they were there?
Okay, which question am I asking?
Well, first of all, the guy who took them there was acting as his own guide, although he was legally not a guide, and there's some places that you're not allowed to take tourists and people.
Sure.
All right? So he was doing a side hustle. Like, "I'll take you to exclusive places that no one else goes to." You know, like,
right.
No
other, and now you know why.
And the reason is because the lake is filled with crocodiles.
Right.
And do you know why they were there? This is the irony of it. So they're attacked by the alligator. They were both there. They're in Mexico right now.
Right.
They're both volunteering
and
helping animals.
Correct.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, come on.
Right. Said that she was throwing her around like a rag doll or something like that.
Yeah, her sister went over there and started punching that crocodile.
Right.
And he let go, or she let go, or whatever.
I don't know. Somebody let go.
Right. The crocodile let go.
Exactly.
It was nuts, man. Kids will be kids, and kids are stupid. CCTV footage is being used in the UK to warn kids about the dangers of railroads, as if you, like, needed to. The footage shows two teenagers hanging out of the tracks, with one actually laying down on the crossing, both distracted by their phones. Trains in that particular area can reach speeds of up to 85 miles an hour. Neither of them were paying attention either way on the rails, and yes, maybe you could have been able to feel the vibration of it coming, but at 85 miles an hour, it closes ground quick.
I feel like by the time you're a teenager, I don't need to explain the dangers of laying on a railroad train.
Or playing on them.
You know, 6 years old, you go, "Hey, guys, you know, it's really dangerous, this is why." But as a teen, and maybe I'm overestimating, I guess I am.
Yeah.
If you want to go hang out by the tracks, all right, fine. Your kids at school, you go do it. Don't lay on the doggone tracks, man.
Sometimes you gotta let Darwin be Darwin.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
You know.
In Virginia, a father making a questionable move inspired his daughter to make a helpful one. The young girl had just turned 18 years old and was at her mother's when her dad drove up with a trailer filled with 80,000 pennies that he proceeded to dump over the lawn, informing them that it was his final child support payment.
Jesus.
Yeah. Not letting her embarrassment get the better of her, the daughter submitted the idea that they donate the pennies to the people in need instead.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Nice. She's an adult now. She doesn't deal with this crap.
I feel like we heard
She basically said, "I've cut all ties with them." Because if nothing, like, you can be mad at my mom, but I'm there.
Right.
Man.
Right. I have to live with this for the rest of my life. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Ted's Meat and Potatoes. And once again, we'll play the game known as Big Demi.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we'll be all about this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.